the chair anyway.
Yeah, can I move it back?
Yeah.
There we go.
Last week, Tom Hudson was complaining to me about a rough ride he had on I-95.
Yeah, so we're heading southbound now, right on the Golden Glades.
Tom is WLRN's vice president of news.
Nice strip of concrete, you know, very smooth.
And I asked Tom to show me what he was talking about, because quite honestly, I could not imagine why some annoyance on his drive was worth doing an entire story about.
What we'll experience coming up here is something I'd never experienced. It's starting now. You can kind of feel it.
Sure enough, right around 135th Street. All of a sudden, the highway stops being one smooth ribbon of pavement and turns into a patchwork of concrete slabs, like a sidewalk almost. And you can feel that dozens, hundreds of those chunks are sticking up above road level.
Here, hold on.
Are we sure it's not messages being sent to us in Morse code?
It could be something, you know, save our suspension. Save our suspension, maybe. Feel that. Yeah, come on.
This tiny stretch of big bumps, turns out it is a real thing that other people have also been making noise about.
Let me see the date on this.
Mike Arias is a public safety advocate and has been emailing the Florida Department of Transportation about this issue since July. This is what he wrote to them.
It felt like we were literally traveling over numerous speed bumps, or like if we were riding on a roller coaster and almost ready to puke.
But even before Arias started complaining,
I just wanted to put a comment on the record about I-95.
Miami-Dade Commissioner Barbara Jordan essentially put a Metropolitan Planning Organization meeting on pause to complain about the road.
I don't know who's responsible for it, but it is in horrible shape. With the new repairs, it's almost like I'd rather see the potholes.
All that ado over a 2-mile stretch of a 2,000-mile highway. It all comes down to this. Asphalt versus concrete. We're all used to asphalt resurfacing projects. An entire lane is stripped down a few inches and then covered up again. Driving over that is relatively smooth. There are about 87 miles of I-95 in South Florida. The vast majority is asphalt. But that southbound section everyone's complaining about, it's one of the only stretches in all of South Florida made of concrete. And even the guy in charge of fixing it doesn't know why.
Back in the 50s, when they built a road, I don't know why they decide to build this section of concrete pavement.
Felipe Gonzalez is the FDOT project administrator in charge of rehabilitating, that's the phrase they use, that special 2-mile stretch of concrete. It's a $5.4 million project. For the last year, FDOT's been pulling up hundreds of slabs of damaged concrete and repouring them. We're talking 9-inch deep slabs. Like icing on a cake, you pour a little too much so you can even up the surface later. Gonzalez admits it'll feel weird when you drive over it, but he says those bumps are an 1/8 inch off the ground, max. Just to compare, the reflectors in between lanes, those stick up 5 times higher than the concrete slabs.
So it's safe to drive, but we are telling the drivers to be extra careful, not to be changing lanes constantly because the road, it's not as before, but it's safe to drive on it. So
back to my boss, Tom Hudson, and this claim he made about the bumpy part of I-95.
What we'll experience coming up here is something I'd never experienced.
He's totally right. This only happens in one stretch of I-95 and only once every 20 years or so. It's like the cicadas of road repair. Enough people have complained about it that FDOT has asked the contractor to move up the schedule for grinding down those bumps.
Another big one. Yeah. Oh, that one's pretty bad.
The serious grinding is expected to start in September. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.